Nolte, the one fact that shuts down media's fake outrage about Trump and hydroxychloroquine. By John Nolte on May 19, 2020. President Trump conferred with his physician, which means he handled his decision to take hydroxychloroquine in the exact right way. That's it. End of story. There is only one correct and precise way to deal with a prescription drug like hydroxychloroquine, and that is to consult with your physician. Your doctor understands your personal health. Your doctor understands the potential side effects of hydroxychloroquine. Your doctor will look at both, compare it to the potential benefits, and make an informed decision based on science and study. That's what Trump did. That's why Trump is taking hydroxychloroquine. He did the exact right thing, which means Trump should be held up as a role model for anyone considering taking hydroxychloroquine, or any prescription of any kind, for that matter. Trump's behavior in this regard is responsible, adult, intelligent, and, most of all, medically sound. But if you look at our fake news media today, they continue to behave like the evil sociopaths they are by trying to insert themselves between you and your doctor. And this sociopathic behavior is all grounded in partisan politics. You see, one, no matter what Trump does, even the simple, everyday act of consulting with a doctor before taking a prescription drug, that must be framed as wrong, and two, the sociopathic media would rather see people die of the coronavirus than saved by something Trump supports. Even if you despise Trump, just for a moment try to set aside your emotions. Seriously, just for a moment, think about what the media are doing right now. The President of the United States is taking a prescription drug at the recommendation of his physician, and on top of screaming fatty, fat, fat, fat at the president for the last 18 hours, the media are aggressively propagandizing the act of consulting with your doctor about a prescription as dangerous and wrong. What's more, according to the media, Trump should not be consulting with a trained medical professional fully aware of his and his family's medical history. Oh, no, no, no. Instead, Trump should be consulting with Dr. Neil Cavuto of the prestigious Fox News Medical Clinic, who went on TV to scream about how a drug millions have been safely taking for decades will kill you. I cannot stress that enough. This will kill you. What an idiot. Can't imagine why he's the only Fox News anchor losing to CNN. The media also believe Trump should have consulted with Dr. Sanjay Gupta of the renowned Kalal Research University, who has never examined Trump, who has no knowledge of Trump's medical history, but still declared Trump's decision to consult with his physician terribly irresponsible. It sets a bad example. And dangerous. The media also believe that rather than consult with his doctor, Trump should have consulted with Dr. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, the same doctor who told everyone to gather in Chinatown during the coronavirus outbreak. And what was Dr. Shiny Botox Face's medical advice to the president? That he should ignore his own doctor because fatty fat fat fat. To which I would like to quickly interject by saying that now that our media elites have okayed fat shaming, I cannot tell you how much I'm looking forward to Stacey Abrams being nominated as Joe Biden's vice president. Best of all, rather than consult with our licensed physicians, we should instead consult with Dr. Joy Behar of St. Shrill of the Joyless Harpies. Think about what the media have done over the past few days, all in the name of partisan posturing. You have Jonathan Martin of the far-left New York Times and Jake Tapper of Kalal looking to normalize the unwanted and inappropriate touching of young girls because Joe Biden touches young girls inappropriately. And now you have the media in a full-blown crusade to convince us to stop consulting with our doctors and to instead listen instead to pundits and politicians, because Orange Man bad. I mean, honestly, all Trump did was get a prescription for a drug taken safely by millions for decades. That's all the guy did. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.